laughing. Attention, all cherubim, seraphims, and non-commissioned angels. Stand by for emergency instructions. There's going to be a catastrophe on Earth. Flappy Maxie Rosenblum is going to judge the Mrs. America Beauty Contest. That is all. Buddy Haynes, come on up from that cloud. Now, what are you laughing at?
Will Max be surprised when he finds the average woman doesn't have cauliflower ears?
We have to protect American womanhood. I want you to prevent him from becoming a judge. Tell me, Cherub, aren't you the femme that looks after that bum?
Yes, but I can only appear to him when he's unconscious.
Oh, in that case, you can talk to him 24 hours a day.
Oh, no. I mean knocked unconscious. He's got to get a hit in the head.
Well, that's simple. You can take care of that.
Oh, boy. I hope I can find room on his head for another bump.
Now, take it easy, Connie. Don't hit him too hard. We don't want him up here yet.
Oh, boy. I haven't had so much fun since I played the harp with Phil Spitali.
Down to earth, here is the new Slapsy Maxi Show. Yes, the Slapsy Maxi Show, starring that lovable former light heavyweight champ, Slapsy Maxi Rosenblum, and as our special guest tonight, the charming songster Connie Haynes, and featuring Patricia Bright with Art Carney, Bill Leeds, Flo McMichael, Cliff Hall, Hazel Sherman, and Richard Carlin. Music by Norman Claudia and the orchestra. Maxie and his lifetime friend and sparring partner, the Jammer, are in their apartment where the champ is relaxing.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. Roast beef? He must have been a rich one.
Maxie, what are you doing? How can you play this little piggy with your shoes on?
Who's got shoes on? Those are open toe socks.
But you hear a bell ringing?
Of course I do. Does it, everyone?
No. This sounds like the telephone bell.
Don't let it fool you. I've been hearing it for years.
Well, why don't you answer it?
When I do, there's never anybody there.
Look, as your advisor, friend, and former sparring partner, I shall answer it on the off chance that it might be the phone. Hello, I hope.
Hello, this is Western Union.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Are you Slapsy Maxie?
No, I am not.
Congratulations. Would you put Mr. Rosenblum on?
Yeah, just a minute. Hey, champ, it's for you.
Yeah, who is it?
Western Union.
I don't know anybody by that name. Hello, this is Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. Who's calling?
Who's calling? My. Your grandma's atrocious.
Oh, that's nothing. My grandpa is hideous. Whatever that means.
Is this or isn't it, Mr. Rosenblum?
You mean I got a choice?
No, he got a wire. Shall I read it?
No, it's personal. Don't read it. Well, spell it.
All right. Slapsy,
Slapsy,
Maxie, Maxie, period.
Period. P-E-R-O-D. See, I can spell too. Well, what does the wire say?
It says this is to confirm your appointment as judge of the Mrs. America contest. Stop.
I didn't do nothing.
12 o'clock noon is the time it will start. Preliminary meeting of judges starts tomorrow night. Stop. Be there early, ready to start. Stop. Call up if you can't go. Stop. Don't stop once you go. Stop. Go. Keep moving. Stop. Come over to that guy. Where do you think you're going? Oh, sorry. I lost my head.
Which one?
One more thing. thing. Please bring your tape measure. Stop. And when you start measuring the girls...
Yeah, I know. Stop.
Signed, chairman of the Mrs. America contest, Artie Shaw. Do you have an answer for Mr. Shaw?
Yes, I have.
What is it?
Stop.
Who was it, Jeff?
Well, it's now official. They want me for the Mrs. America beauty contest.
Mrs. America? Maxie, that's silly. You're not married.
Nah. They want me to be one of the beauty judges.
You, a judge of feminist pulchritude?
And why not? Who could be a better judge of punk than me? Us judges are meeting tomorrow night for the tape measuring drill.
All right, here's the tape measure. Practice on me.
Okay, I'll take your measurements. Hip, 48.
Check.
Waist, 48.
Good.
Chest, 48.
Go ahead.
Neck, 48.
Check.
Head, 12.
I've been sick. Now look, Maxie. You dropped the tape measure.
I'll get it.
No, never mind. I'll get it.
No, never mind. I'll get it.
Ow! We bumped heads. Maxie, what's the matter? I ain't seen you look like that since Kid Hogan flattened you in Scranton. Maxie, talk to me.
Hello, Maxie. That's me. Maxie, it's Connie, remember?
Who is this?
Are you kidding? It's me, Jabba.
It's Connie. Get up, Maxie. Get up. Remember I used to say that to you when you were knocked down in the ring? I'm your fighting spirit.
I haven't seen you since my last fight, 8 years ago.
Hey, what are you talking about? I've been with you every minute of your life.
You're looking pretty good, Maxie.
Gee, you're still as pretty as ever.
I'm pretty. Maxie, you're out of your head.
Who's your friend?
Oh, this is Jabba.
Oh, finally, he recognized you.
Jabba, this is my friend, Connie.
Hello.
Go on, say something to her, Jabba.
That last fight didn't do him any good.
Jabba, where's your manners? Say hello to Connie.
Hello, Connie. I better get this guy a cold towel.
Connie, how come you come to me now?
Well, this is the first time you've been knocked cold since you left the ring.
You mean I'm unconscious now?
Don't be frightened, Maxie. There's very little difference. I understand you're going to be a judge at the Mrs. America Beauty Contest.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the prettiest woman of the opposite sex.
Oh, but that's for married women only, Maxie. You don't want to get mixed up with married women.
But it's all set. I'm meeting the other judges tomorrow night.
Well, then I'll help you. But I want you to get a clear idea of the perfect female form.
But burlesque is closed.
Oh, no, Maxie, I don't mean that. I mean, go to a museum.
Museum? What's a museum?
That's where they have famous pictures.
Oh, pictures. Oh, what's playing?
Maxie, you don't understand. Just go to the museum and look at the statue of Venus de Milo, and you know what I mean. Well, I have to go now and polish my halo. Goodbye.
That was a quick visit. Halo and goodbye. Connie, how do I get in touch with you again?
Whenever you need me, just knock yourself out, big boy.
Knock myself out? Oh, well, back to normal.
He's gone over to the nightclub where his girlfriend Patricia Bright is singing. He has come to tell her that he's been made a judge at the beauty contest.
Your table?
Yeah. Want to buy it?
Buy it? No, I don't want to buy it.
So why are you asking?
Because I'd like to sit down.
You want to sit on a table?
No, I want to sit on a chair.
You can't sit on a chair unless you have a table.
That's what I mean. Is this your table?
Yeah. Want to buy it?
No, I don't want to buy it.
Well, then what do you want?
I want to eat.
Well, what do you want to eat?
What have you got?
What do you want?
Nothing. Forget it. I've decided to wait.
You better order while I'm in the mood. Here's the menu.
Well, this menu's a French. Wait a minute, this sounds good. Maitre D. Alonzo. Yeah, I'll have some of that.
You can't, that's the head waiter.
Oh, well, I'll start with the oil. Then I'll have calf's liver.
With or without bones?
Without bones.
I'm sorry, we don't have any.
Well, they have it on the other table.
Then why don't you go over to that other table?
Because I like this table.
Then why don't you buy it?
I don't want to buy it. Look, forget the whole thing. Just tell Miss Wright to slap the knife he wants to see
him. He slaps him might be the champ. Why, I saw you fight lots of times.
You did? Then how come you didn't know me?
I didn't recognize you standing up.
Hello, honey.
Matt, watch out for this guy's nuts.
What do you mean?
He's been trying to buy my table.
Pat, where do you hear my news? I'm a judge at Mrs. America Painting Beauty Contest.
A judge at a beauty contest?
Yeah. Are you jealous?
Jealous? No, Matt. I think it's wonderful.
Aren't you just a little bit jealous? After all, I got to go around measuring a lot of women with red tape.
Yeah, but they're all married women.
That's where the red tape comes in.
See, Maxie, if we was only married now, I could enter the contest and win the title because you're the judge.
Yeah. You could be the champ.
Gee, I could be Mrs. America.
Sure, and parts of Canada, too.
No, Maxie, I couldn't do it. I couldn't marry you just to win a title. I'll only marry you for love.
Okay, so I love you, too.
No, you don't understand. Maybe someday you will.
Miss Wright, there's your cue. You're on.
All right. Listen to this number, Maxie, and then you'll know how I feel, huh? I've got a man. And a man. Still give Joe a also grand. Compared to Max. I see him, I mistreat him, sometimes I see him, I fool him, overrule him, never let him relax, but he's in my heart like heartbreak, that's my max. I maul him, overhaul him, sometimes I stole him, I threat him, I upset him, never let him learn the fact. Ah, but he's with me like a toothache, that's my match. May I just for the reason tell you a little bit about his background and past? That's just what you would call a doll. A real doll. Yes. His father was a lovable spindle drill press operator who made table lamps out of seashells for a hobby. His mother? She was an adorable old thing. She smoked cigars and she kept a beaver for a pet. Max was born. He was born on the 29th of February, 1915. You know how I found him? Okay. I just opened up a can of Spam, and there he was. He's no fun. You know something? He's got a voice that sounds just the way soft-boiled eggs taste. Don't export him, because there's a lot to be said in his favor. When he has nothing else to do, he cans plums. He's very clever. He makes his own clothes. Yes, now that they look very good. You don't mind seeing double-breasted burlap. You know, he's big like a tree. Big like a tree! That's how big he is. As a matter of fact, in summer, Max does wear a nest of robins in his hair. And his left ear, that's his best feature. What a left ear. You heard about the nice blooming jasmine? Well, his is the day blooming cauliflower. And what a mouth Max has. Let me tell you, it looks just like he's teased on a horseshoe. You know something? Sometimes I wish he had a chin. Just any kind of a chin. Oh, I hate him, really. I loathe him, but he has a certain sense of wonderment. You know something? Sometimes I wish he had a chin. Just any kind of a chin. Oh, I hate him, really. I loathe him, but he has a certain sense of wonderment. Call it stupidity. Call it boorishness. You could even go so far as to call it imbecility. I don't know. It always brings me back to hate him some more.
I grieve him. I deceive him. Oh, to have and leave him. I do it. But I do it. For I have no one to blame. And he better not divorce me. He's my man.
Back to Maxie the next afternoon, he and the Jabber have gotten tired of standing on the street corners looking for the perfect female, and something in his head tells him to go to the museum. He's never been there before, so we see him somewhere along the street anxiously looking for the museum of art.
Maxie, we've been looking for the museum for hours. Let's ask someone, huh?
We'll find it. They say it was a big white house. We big white building, you know, with Latin words written across it.
Well, what does the Latin say?
Our greatest arch.
What does that mean?
What else? Mr. Golden Mayor.
Hey, Maxie, this must be the museum.
How do you know?
Where else would the pigeons wear berets?
Okay, come on, let's go in.
Oh, Maxie. They got rugs on the wall.
Certainly, stupid. They don't want them to get dirty.
I couldn't help overhearing you. Those aren't rugs. Those are famous tapestries.
They are. What are they doing on the wall?
Where do you think they go, silly? On the ceiling?
We have some on the ceiling, too.
You see, I told you they had them on the ceiling.
Were you looking for some substantial?
Yeah, we're looking for the perfect woman.
Well, isn't that nice? Finally, after 30 years, and you picked Pauline Lowry out of all these low women. Well, I declare, I'm so happy and found it, and you know what
I'm saying? Hold on. You made a slight mistake. I meant we're looking for the statue of the perfect woman.
For a minute you had my little heart all aflutter. You hear? Now, what statue would you like to see? Grecian, Egyptian, French, modern, or do you prefer any other school?
Yeah, you got any from PS64?
Well, what artist ever came out of that school?
Well, I declare, you all don't know. Well, I'll tell you. You never heard of Slippery Fingers Mike?
Was he an artist?
Why, he could steal a teeth right out of your head and you'd never miss it.
Well, what happened to him?
He got the tooth concussion at the elk.
Look, lady, we're looking for the dame, the girl without the hands that used to run in the Olympics. You know, the famous Miler.
Oh, you mean Venus de Miler.
Yeah, honey, child. That's the one. Venus de Miler. Where would this lady be found?
She's in the north wing.
What wing is this?
What else? The south wing.
As if I didn't know. Come on, Jabber, let's go.
Yeah, okay, it's down this way.
Hey, Jabber, look at the scar on the horse with the iron underwear.
That's what they used to wear years ago. That's for old-fashioned knights.
Knights? What did they wear in the old-fashioned days?
No, knights were soldiers. That's how they used to dress when they had a fight.
Boy, if they ever brought back those old days, I'd still be champ. Hey, Jabber.
Huh?
Look at this funny picture here.
Where? What are you talking about?
Here in his frame. You ever see such an ugly guy?
Maxie.
What?
You're looking in a mirror.
Oh?
Yeah, of course. Move over, I'll prove it. Now, you see? That's me.
You know something, Jabber? You're uglier than the other guy that was there.
Oh, come on. Hey, Maxie, look at this antique table.
How do you know it's an antique?
Well, if you don't believe me, ask that guard standing there.
Hey, mister, Is this an antique table?
Yeah. You want to buy it?
No, I don't know.
Let's get out of here, will you? Let's get out of here quick.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's following me.
Okay, come on in here. This is the room with the statue.
Oh, no, no. I can't go in there.
Why not?
I'm bashful.
Bashful?
Yes, some dames ain't got no clothes on.
Look, them ain't real dames. They're statues. You know, dummies.
Dummies? They look more alive than some of the dames you go out with.
Hey, look, Maxie. There's that Venus statue.
Where?
Yeah, over there. The one without the arms.
What happened to her arms?
How do I know? Maybe you used to bite her nails.
Well, with me, things still haven't changed.
What do you mean?
As far as girls and me go, it's still hands off.
Oh. Well, now, Maxie, that you've seen her, let's go, huh?
Wait a minute. I have to measure her.
Maxie, will you get down off that statue?
Oh, it's just marvelous, Slippery. Here, Jabber, give me a lift up.
But, Maxie, listen to me, will you?
Come on, give me a lift. Hurry up.
Okay, you asked for it. Here goes.
Hey, what happened? Where's the fire?
I told you not to do it.
Don't move or I'll shoot.
I got him covered, Joe. See if he's armed.
All right, you come on down. There are no tricks, see?
But, officer, I can explain.
Save it for the judge.
But I'm a judge.
You a judge?
Sure. Ask my friend here.
Hey, you. Do you know this thief?
Never saw him before in my life.
Jabber!
My dear fellow, who are you?
Oh, no. Okay, officer, look. I'll lay my cards on a table.
Table? Table? Anyone want to buy a table?
Oh, no, no!
And now here's the lovely Miss Connie Haynes taking off her halo and coming down to Earth to sing for us mortals, How Come You Do Me Like You Do.
Never happy like we used to be. You keep me waiting while you're out having a ball. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't nothing to you. Do me right, I ask you, let me be. Cause I can beat you doing what you're doing to me. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Now, how come you do me like you do, do? How come you do me like you do? Say, why do you try to make me feel blue? I ain't done nothing to you. If you raise, I'll have to get you so. Temperature from hot to cold. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? You remember when first we met? You said I really sent you and it was hard to get. You hung around like any clown said, babe, I'll run you down. Jack, cause it's a fact I'll leave and not come back. How come you do me like you do, do, do? How come you do me like you do? Why do you try to make me feel so blue? I ain't a nothing to you. I'm so being nice to you. Unless you treat me good as I want you to. I may be tiny, yes, I may be small. But you're not the only man that's big and tall. Well, you better stop doing what you do, do, do. Cause I ain't done nothing to you.
court is now in session. First case, Museum of Art versus Rosenblum.
What's the first name?
Mox.
Mox. It's not with an O, it's an A.
All right, all right. Rosenblum Mox with an A. Stand up and face the bar.
No, thanks. I don't like television.
Don't worry, Maxie. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, Captain, I'm right behind her.
I feel a lot better to stood in front of me.
Quiet, quiet. Next case, Rosenblum Mox.
That's Max, Your Majesty.
That's Magistrate, you dope.
That's 30 days, you crook.
30 days? 30 days? What did I do?
Nothing. I just don't like your face.
Your Honor, this is Maxie Rosenblum, the former light heavyweight champion of the world.
Who cares? Rosenblum, aren't you ashamed to be seen in this court?
No, I thought this was a respectable joint.
Look, I'll give you a break. You plead guilty, I'll give you 30 days or $50.
Hey, Jarvis, what should I do?
Take the $50.
Okay, I'll take the $50.
No, Maxie, when he said he'd give you $50, he meant as a fine.
You mean I gotta pay $50 just because I'm a judge?
Did you say you were a judge?
Yes, sir.
Where do you sit?
Please, please, let's keep our personalities out of it.
No, Maxie, he means where are you a judge?
Lady, I don't need an interpreter.
Just a minute. You can't speak to her that way.
I'll speak to her any way I want to.
The door will have you arrested.
Officer, arrest that man.
Maxie, shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Huh? I didn't say anything.
Speak up. Don't be afraid of her.
Shut up.
You can't shut me up.
Oh, I can't, eh?
I'd like to see her try it.
Okay. You ask first.
Oh.
He hit Maxie on the head.
Somebody get a cop. Order him off.
Maxie, speak to me. Speak to me.
No, Maxie, speak to me. It's Connie.
Connie. Am I glad to see you?
Connie, who's Connie?
That's his dream girl.
We're not even married, and already he's double-crossing me.
Don't worry, I'm a divorce judge.
You stay out of this.
This is my court, you stay out of this.
Well, look what you did to Maxie.
Connie, look what they did to me.
See, I told you not to be a judge.
Don't mention that word. I hate all judges.
That'll cost you another 30 days.
How could you be so cruel? Look at him lying there on the floor.
Maxie, get up off your back.
You're right. This floor ain't as soft as a canvas used to be.
You better pick him up, huh?
Put him on a chair.
Put him on the bench.
Why don't they put you on the table?
But there are no tables here.
Table? Table? Anyone want to buy a table?
Yeah, wise guy, I want to buy a table.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm sorry. I left it in my other dining room suit.
Oh, shucks. There goes my last chance to look at legs.
We'd like to take a minute out here for a word about laughter. It's a good thing to have. If you don't believe us, ask any comedian. For them, it's bread and butter, and for us, it's enjoyment. But there's a serious meaning behind this. Laughing at people for something that isn't true is a habit which no American should get into, because that's one of the ways group prejudice is spread. Next time you hear somebody making fun of a minority race or religion or nationality, you tell them you're not amused, that you don't think bigotry and intolerance are funny. That's the best way to make sure that everybody in America can laugh and enjoy himself, because laughter is everybody's right.
Fancy Maxie Show coming in your way next week at the same time with Connie Haynes, Patricia Bryant, Bill Needs, and Art Carney, and of course, Fancy Maxie himself.
Good night, folks. See you at the ringside next week.